Welcome to another edition of What Comes Naturally. And today we've got another broadcast from Paxton Pitts Nature Reserve, so it's another Paxton Pitts podcast. I was hoping to take you to hear a nightingale, but they're all ever so quiet. It's the end of April, May bank holidays just round the corner, and it's freezing. We had frost again last night, and they're just not singing. There are lots of other things singing, and we might hear some of those in a minute, but I thought we'd come to the Cobham Hide, because it's nice and warm, and we come and sit down and have a look around. A hide. What's a hide? If you're an American, you would call it a blind, as in duck blind, the sort of screen that you would use to hide behind to shoot ducks. And that's probably where we got the idea of a hide from. But Sir Peter Scott, when he was building Slimbridge down back in the old days, just after the Second World War, he used some second-hand concrete pillboxes, the ones that were built into the sea defences, turned those into hides. And then I can remember when I worked for him, we had little plastic workman shelters, the sort that they used to put over holes in the road, and those were made into hides as well. So Peter Scott actually claims that he invented the hide. And I suppose the one with seats in and little slit windows is the classic. Now, years later, there are companies that probably used to make garden sheds that now make birdwatching hides for about £20,000. They're very nice and comfortable, but this one we built ourselves. And we decided we'd put quite big windows in because we don't think you're going to frighten all the birds away from here. And this is actually the third hide that we built on the reserve. The first one was the Kingfisher hide, the old Kingfisher hide, which we've just replaced this year. Then there was the Hayden hide, which we replaced a couple of years ago. And then this is the first new hide, really, for a long time, the Cobham hide, named after our volunteer David Cobham, who was here for forever. Fabulous guy. And he was involved in building this hide as well. So that's the history of hides and how they came about. But there's all sorts of theory in the background as to how you design a hide and where you put it. I mean, obviously, you don't really want to have it looking straight into the sun. Otherwise you're not going to see anything, and you really need to have something to look at in front of it. So if you're just going to look into a blank patch of trees or a blank piece of reed bed, then that's not very exciting. So you cut channels radiating from the viewpoint, from the window, so that you can look down alleyways and see things. So in a forest, you might put it on the corner of a ride so that you can see down one ride, or, you know, a crossroads, somewhere like that, so you can see up the rides and watch the deer. It reminds people to sit down and have a look and see what you can see. So what can we see? Well, at this hide, it overlooks a secret little pond that you couldn't see before. Quite an old pond, very overgrown round the edges. Looks like something out of the Florida swamps, really. Gets kingfishers sometimes. There's a pair of swans that nest out here sometimes. At the moment, it's reed warblers. And last year, they nested right under the window where we could see them. They're not nesting yet, but they are flying backwards and forwards in front of me now. A reed warbler has just actually popped underneath the window. There was a moorhen there a while ago, and now there's a reed warbler. I can't see it. I can see the reeds moving, and he's right down low in the stems there. I know it's a he because he's singing. We'll just listen to him for a second. It's quite early yet. The reeds are brown still. The green ones are only just starting to show. But as the reeds grow up, the reed warbler will make its nest on the stems. And then, of course, the cuckoo, which we've also heard this afternoon, will come along and lay its eggs in some of the reed warblers' nests. That's just the penalty they have to pay for coming to nest at Paxton Pitts Nature Reserve. So I'm going to leave you with the reed warblers now, and we'll come back another day. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Paxton podcast, courtesy of What Comes Naturally.